Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, this is Karen Howard. How are you?
Good, Karen. How are you?
I can't complain. We were about to end up our day, and I don't know if you're in California or just the bank is in California, so I don't know where I was calling to. And what time you wrap up your day?
Yeah, we're in San Diego, California. I wrap up probably in another 45 minutes to an hour or so.
Do we have any positive news for us?
We haven't heard anything, but we don't have any negative news either. So that's a good thing. My underwriter said the file looks pretty good. Like I said, the only thing that would hurt us...
Hold on. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Bubba's in here with me, and then I don't have to repeat everything. And I might misrelay it. So I just want to let you know I'm going to put you on speaker if that's fine with you, and you can tell us both.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jeremiah, we're together.
Okay, so... like I said, we haven't heard anything yet from my underwriters, but they did say I haven't heard anything negative either. Usually right away, if it's a bad file, we'll get told and say, probably not going to get anything. This isn't going to work. But your guys' bank statements are really good. Your time in business is huge. The only negative thing that they had to say was
what is huge?
Time in business.
Oh, our time in business. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a strong thing to have when you're trying to get into a nice approval. There was sometimes with the industry that you guys are in, kind of blocked us on a couple programs. But for the most part here, it looks like we're going to have a good shot at this. I will know more tomorrow. I don't have any like specific details, but like I said, no news is usually good news as well.
Okay,
as long as it's not bad news. Usually when it's bad, I get an answer right away. And the fact that it's taking the entire day means that underwriting is really looking at the file.
Well, we were going to end our evening, and we didn't know what time you end your evening, like we said. And, you know, we are hopeful that it goes through. You know, you and I have put a lot of work into it, but
yeah,
I don't mind doing my part at all. But, you know, I guess we're just a little bit nervous and anxious.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I will keep you guys posted as soon as I hear something. It'll most likely definitely be tomorrow. Tomorrow, probably towards the afternoon time. So probably around 4 o'clock your guys' time.
Okay.
Okay, but I will definitely give you a call as soon as I hear something.
If you were to hear something this afternoon, you can reach me on my cell phone for the rest of the day.
What time is it out there?
What is the cell phone number? Is it the 803-826-6088?
No, that's the number I'm on now. That's the landline. That's
okay.
The best number when we're home. We live in our area's remote, and you ask about... did we own our office situation?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just to give you, and if they were to want pictures of it, we bought it's about a 10-acre piece of property many, many years ago, like before the year Hurricane Hugo hit. We bought it in 88,
uh-huh.
And then Hugo hit shortly after it. And it came with a office building on it, so it was just kind of like part of the package. And we bought it from a contractor, so it already suited our needs, so we didn't have to do any renovation type things. I mean, we painted and upgraded as time has went along, but, you know, we were fortunate and able to get it at a time when the economy was great.
Karen?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Karen?
I'm still here.